Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday.
What's Thesis Thursday?
Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit and talk with our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them what they're doing, I ask them what they're gonna do, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today, here in beautiful Historic Hotel Congress, is Stephen Freed. Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. What do you do all day long?
I'm a senior at the University of Arizona, and I'm studying chemistry, biochemistry, and math. What I'm really interested in is the fundamental underpinnings behind life's molecular processes. So I guess you could call my field of interest biophysical chemistry. I'm really looking at the physics of how proteins and other molecules in our bodies work.
You're focusing on these proteins?
Specifically, I'm looking at a receptor that you have in your retina that allows you to see. It's called rhodopsin. In response to light, this protein changes its shape and allows the binding of another protein to transmit a signal to your brain.
Like an octopus? It just changes shape?
Yeah, that's kind of a good analogy. We're looking at how it's changing its shape and how it's interacting with its environment, such as the lipid membrane that it's in or the cellular water that's surrounding it, in order for you to see, essentially. One of my biggest projects is I'm looking at how water interacts with rhodopsin. I actually dehydrate it using a technique called osmotic stress, and then I use some different spectroscopic techniques to assess how its ability to function is affected by the dehydration. And that gives me an idea of how the protein's function is changing as a result of its dehydration. What we've actually found is that the rhodopsin in your retina, it kind of behaves like a sponge. In order for the rhodopsin to change its shape and allow you to see, essentially, it needs to absorb water like a sponge. And so if we suck out the water, then we close it up and we prohibit it from changing its shape. And so it remains in this inactive state that prevents you from being able to see.
Why are you studying this?
I think when I took biology classes in high school, I was kind of disappointed. I wanted to get more into the heart of exactly, like, how did these molecules interact in our bodies? And I think this research is really helping me to understand that better at a very basic level. And also, I think it's very important. I think the discoveries that we're making about how these signaling receptors work could have really big implications in terms of pharmaceutical development. This class of proteins that we're studying actually is the target of about a third of all pharmaceuticals on the market right now, including, like, opioids, cannabinoids, high blood pressure medicine. These proteins are involved in metabolic regulation, all sorts of things. And so by better understanding the fundamentals of how they work, the idea is that we can better design drugs to treat these diseases affecting these proteins.
These G protein coupled receptors come in many different varieties then.
Exactly.
So you have them in your ears and in your toes.
Pretty much everywhere in your body. You actually have a lot of them in your nose because you have a lot of different olfactory receptors that can sense different scents. They're also involved in, like, cell growth, the cell cycle. So for that reason, they could be involved in cancer as well. So it's really important to really understand the fundamentals of how these proteins work and interact with their environments.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I'd like to do a PhD in chemistry. I'd specifically like to focus on, like, biophysical chemistry, similar to what I'm doing right now. And just really have another research project where I'm looking at the fundamental mechanisms underpinning how molecules in our body work. And I'm really interested in, like, physical ways of studying them and their physical theoretical interactions with other proteins.
You know what else is really life enhancing?
What?
Music.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever listen to that stuff?
I certainly do.
What do you like?
I really listen to a wide variety of music, everything from classical and jazz to rock and folk. I guess my playlists consist of everything from Beethoven and Rachmaninoff to Bob Dylan and Paul Simon. So it really just depends on my mood, but I really do like music, you know, when I'm studying, when I'm just trying to relax, any kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Stephen, thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.